want to hear no, it's your time to be blessed. Let me see you just wave your hand. Why don't you just shake somebody's hand and say, it's my season to be blessed. If you know it, give me a hallelujah right there.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So I can see this principle that if I hang out with Jesus regular and I let him speak into my life and I want a fellowship with him, and I'm inviting him every day, Jesus, come live with me. Jesus, be with me today. Show yourself. Reveal yourself to me. I want to do just like you do. I'm going to tell you the Lord will start revealing himself to you and he'll start teaching you. He'll start leading you and guiding you. And before you know it, you got the fruit of the Spirit in you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such, the Bible says, there's no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection thereof. Hallelujah. Amen. So I can walk just like Jesus walked. Amen. 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 Everybody say it. I can walk just like Jesus walked. Just like Jesus. When I hang out with him, when I live in his presence, he's going to teach me how to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's another good point right there, is that the Holy Spirit was given to us to teach us how to live so that our lives are pleasing to God. Amen. Now, do you think he's going to teach you how to live opposite from the way Jesus lived? No. No, Jesus gave us an example that we should follow in his steps. Praise God. Boy, by now, this word ought to be getting down in us. I mean, if we meditating on these truths every week, that, hey, I can live just like Jesus lived, there ought to be something rising up in you that when the devil try to get you to act stupid, that you're walking with God so close, you say, no, Jesus wouldn't do that. That ain't the way Jesus walked. I ain't walking like that. I ain't acting like that. And when you start noticing things in your personality and your character that's out of line, then you ought to be repenting right now. You ought to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it. I lost my temper. I'm so sorry. Oh, that ain't God. Oh, that ain't Jesus right there. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Lord, I shouldn't have went there. I shouldn't have watched that. I shouldn't be thinking like this. Amen. I had some thoughts early this morning about somebody that promised to do something for me. Not anybody in this church. But it ain't happening. It's been over a month. So I was thinking, well, I need to write them a letter. And I need to put some teeth in it. Boy, I just need to tell them off real good. Somebody that's supposed to know better. So I'm rising up on the inside. I'm going to write this letter here. I'm going to forget about what they said they were going to do for me. And I'm going to go on and I'll get the help somewhere else. Boy, I'm thinking like that. And then I caught myself and said, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to be thinking like that. I say, the fact that I'm thinking like that means that stuff that they was going to send me is probably on the way. And the devil trying to get me all bent out of shape with them, and they probably done released that, and it may be a couple of days I'm going to get it in the mail. I say, why would I be thinking about that today anyway? Probably because they done responded. Then you know how you think bad of somebody? They ain't going to do nothing. Then you turn around and they done did it? Then you're like, oh, my. Oh. I talked about them like a dog, and they came through. Oh, and I went and told so-and-so, and I told, let me backtrack. Hey, remember what I said about so-and-so the other day? I didn't mean it, baby. They just blessed as they can be. Forget I said that. Forgive me for gossiping. Some of us ain't that bold to just come out and say it, though. We just say, just forgive me for, you know, sharing my heart the way I did. You know how we sugarcoat what we do. We sugar. Forgive me, you know, I just kind of had a bad day, and, you know, things just didn't come out like I meant them to, you know. I rebuked the devil. I said, I ain't going to hold them kind of thoughts. I refused to go in the direction. See, that would have messed my whole day up. I've been all day, you know, got other things to do, trying to squeeze that into my agenda with that evilness on my mind. Everybody say that evilness. See, you need to identify the evilness that's in your life and deal with it and put it under the blood and cast down those evil imaginations. The Bible says those imaginations are wicked when they don't come from God. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in peace. All right, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9. All right, Jesus is our example in peace. Praise God, because God wants you to be free from anxiety. He wants you free from fear and frustration. Hallelujah. The Lord don't want you worried about anything. Amen. He wants you to walk in peace. And sometimes when we start walking in fear and walking in things that agitate our mind, that disturb us, and we start walking in all that kind of stuff, then the Lord can't really reach us like he want to reach us. You can't receive the blessing of the Lord while you're holding on to evil. Isaiah chapter 9, look at verse 6, talking about Jesus here. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, do you think that the Prince of Peace walked in peace? How often did the Prince of Peace walk in peace? All the time. All right, so if Jesus walked in peace every day, no matter what was going on, he had peace. Amen. He had the peace of God in him. He had peace working in him all the time in every situation. He walked in peace. In fact, he never walked out of peace. He had the peace of God. Y'all remember when he was sleep on the pillow on the boat? The Bible says that the water began to come into the ship. The boat was now full of water, and they were really afraid. They say, Lord, don't you care that we're about to die? And what did Jesus do? He got up, looked at the storm and said, peace, be still. Why? That's the Prince talking. That's the Prince of Peace talking. When he say peace, I mean, everything got to listen. And the Bible says that there was a great calm. Immediately, the wind stopped blowing. The water settled down and got smooth. And the disciples got scared. Because then they say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. What manner of man have we come in contact with? That a man can talk to the wind. This man can talk to the sea. What kind of man is this? It's the same kind of man that's living in you. Yeah. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to speak to some storms in your life and say, peace, be still right now. Hallelujah. See, Jesus giving us the example. That's what you do when your life is threatened, when you think that the end doesn't come. I'm going to tell you, there's a time for you that you need to just stand up and say, I command peace now. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is living in you. The Bible says God is the God of all peace. Hallelujah. The woman that got healed from that infirmity, she was 12 years bleeding. And when she got healed, Jesus said, go in peace and be whole of your plague. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, there's a time you just need to say, go in peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is... I'm going to tell you, peace is not some little easygoing, you know, just something that don't do nothing, you know, just a feeling that you get. It's more than a feeling. Peace is a warrior. Because when peace come on the scene, agitation and fear and anxiety and worry have to bow its knee. When you start walking in peace, I'm going to tell you, fear have to bow down. Anxiety have to bow down. Worry have to bow down. Being agitated in your mind have to bow down to peace when peace come rolling in. The Bible talks about walking in the abundance of peace. You're supposed to live in peace. The Bible tells us, seek peace and ensue it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, live at peace with all men as much as lie in you. Hallelujah. You're supposed to have peace. You got the Prince of Peace that done come to live inside of you, and he walks with you and talks with you every day. Don't tell me you can't speak peace over some situation. If Jesus could speak to the wind and the sea, so can I. I can do just what he did. See, he said, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it for you. It ain't me doing it, it's him doing it. I speak the word, he does the work. I'm supposed to speak the word in faith, not in unbelief, not in fear. See, if you speak peace in fear, hey, that ain't faith. Faith, peace means there's something to happen. Nothing to change around here now. See, Jesus didn't get up and say, well, I'm going to try. Let me try this. Oh, boy, I hope this works. All of us going to drown out here. Can you hear? Can you imagine him thinking like that? Now, look, it's storming out there. The wind is blowing. Water coming in the boat. He back there sleep on a pillow. Through all that turmoil, you know you ain't quiet when water coming in the boat. You be out on the lake and let all the water start coming in. I tell you what, there's some people keeping some noise, hollering at other boats. Jesus still back there asleep. He got peace. He done already told him, let's go to the other side. He sleep. And then when they say, hey, we done tried to dip the water out, water coming in fast and we can dip. It's filling up, the boat about to sink. And then Jesus looked at them. When he got up, he said, peace, be still. And everything immediately just changed. My God. Then guess what happened? He looked at them and he said, how is it you don't have no faith? Y'all could have took care of this. Why y'all didn't take care of this? Wake me up. Why? He been teaching them faith all along. He spoke to the wind obeyed. He spoke to a tree dried up. He spoke to the devils, they came out. He spoke to the sick, they got healed. He's teaching them the power of their words under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How come you don't have no faith? That's what he asked them. How come y'all don't have no faith? Well, what was he expecting? He was expecting them to act just like him. Ain't nobody on the boat had enough courage to speak to that wind and say, shut up out there. But the prince was on the boat. Thank God the prince on the boat. Amen. Hey, if you can't get your faith going, at least you got the prince still with you. Amen. Wake him up, because he ain't sleep. Amen. But say, Jesus! See, I ain't never found Jesus rebuking nobody for having too much faith. He rebuked them for not having enough. He walked in peace. He wants you to walk in peace. Peace ought to not be somewhere that you live every now and then.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Majestic.